Case number 11,220, CMF Bayside LLC. Americana Parkway and south of Signature Boulevard, approximately 900 feet south of the intersection of Route 54 and Route 20, known as Zion Church Road. Tax map ID, District 533, map 19, parcel 880. A special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure as a temporary welcome center for a period of 5 years.
State your name and address for the record.
Douglas Brown, 6 William Court, the Hobart Delaware.
James Willie Jr., George Miles of Year, 206 West Main Street, Salisbury, Maryland.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown.
I beg your pardon? Name?
Jim Fuquay, F-U-Q-U-A. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant CMF Bayside LLC. With me is Doug Brown, a representative of the applicant, and Jim Willie of the engineering firm of GMB. This is an application for a special use exception to use a mobile home type structure for a welcome center, sales center, for a period not to exceed 5 years. And the use would be related to the Americana Bayside development, which I think you're all familiar with. It's located west of Fenwick Island on the south side of Route 54. Americana Bayside had been using a mobile home type structure as a welcome center, sales center that was located on a site on the south side of Route 54, and that was approved by the Board of Adjustment previously. That site where the welcome sales center was located is zoned commercial, and it is currently in the process of being developed for commercial use. So the use of that site as the welcome center, sales center will no longer be possible there. It's the intent and the request of the applicant to relocate two of the existing units to a new site, and it would be used for the same purposes as previously used. At the beginning of the development of Americana Bayside, it was important to CMF to have the center on Route 54 for visibility because it was a new development and people weren't aware of the location and the development. So by having it on Route 54, it had the vehicular traffic that was needed. At this point, however, Americana Bayside is approximately 50% built, including the public golf course. And as I said, it's intended to relocate the center actually into the interior of the development rather than out on Route 54. I can explain it better with the exhibits I submitted. If you look at the first exhibit, number one, that is an aerial photo of the area. Route 54 is running left to right or east to west. And you can see the main entrance that comes into Americana Bayside. To the left there, that large building is the Harris Teeter supermarket. And as you enter a Bayside on this main road, and this is a Americana Parkway, you'll see you come to a point where the road actually splits into one-way traffic each way. And the proposed location of the new sales center would be right in the middle there of that split. And I have it marked there with a circle. Exhibit 2 is a blow-up of the actual site. The sales center would be located actually where a carousel was located. That carousel is no longer there, but that would be the location of the sales office. You can see there that the site is between areas that are undeveloped. Those areas are actually zoned commercial. As I said, they have not been developed yet. Parking already exists in that area and adjacent to the site, and it's the intent to create 6 additional parking spaces, which would be reserved for the welcome center, sales center. The exhibit 3 is a large aerial photo. Again, you can see where the welcome center would be located. I would say that picture actually was taken at the time there was a concert going on. That's why there's so many vehicles parked there. You can see the concert kind of to the rear of the site there. Exhibit 4 is just a regular site plan of the site. You can see over to the left, that's where the six new parking spaces would be created. And Exhibit 5 is just a rendering of the appearance of the building, which you can see is a fairly attractive appearance. There are architectural features to the units. You can see the several roof peaks. There's columns in the front where the deck is, a railing around the deck, and of course it'll be fairly extensively landscaped. The future plans are to build a permanent center on a location near this site, and that would be done well within a five-year period. The legal standard for a special use exception, as you know, is that the requested use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent property owners. And in this situation, the site is actually surrounded by parking and by commercial land that is owned by the applicant. And since it is the welcome center and sales center for the development, it's the intent of the applicant and obviously in the applicant's best interest to keep the units in a very attractive and landscaped manner, because obviously this is the introduction to potential purchasers coming into the development. And I would also say, I think for the long history of the Freeman companies in Sussex County, they've always done things in a very responsible and proper manner, and I'm sure this will be done that way also. So with that, Doug, is everything I just stated true and correct to the best of your knowledge and ability?
Yes.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, that's everything we have to present. If you have any questions.
Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Richards?
Yes, Mr. Fuqua, I understand the economy's moving, but it's a slow mover as we can see it. Does this help in this category, moving it back there?
Well, according to the economy moving, actually that was one of the reasons for this, because the commercial site where this is currently located on Route 54, after many years of trying to market that, there is a purchaser of that property and that will be developed for retail purposes. So yes, the economy is moving. There are, as you know, during this economic period, a lot of places didn't survive that. Fortunately, Americana Bayside did. Sales are occurring down there, and again, this hopefully will continue and we can...
This will help.
This will help, yes.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Just one. The unit that you're talking about is the one that is presently at the Route 54 site?
Yes, this is actually two of the units that are located... It's two of the units, isn't it?
It's a double wide.
Okay, it's a double wide. It's one unit, but it's a double wide. That it's actually... On the site on Route 54, it's actually located to the right, and that'll be relocated to this site.
You know the age, how old it is, that unit?
But Doug, do you know?
I don't know exactly. I'd say it's just about 10 to 15, somewhere between 10 and 15 years old, because it was previously at a different site, and then it came there around 05.
Thank you.
Mills?
No other questions.
No, Mr. Galloway, I have no further questions. Thank you. So at this time, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has demonstrated the need for this welcome center. And I believe it is done very well, and the parking is going to be sufficient enough for it. So I, having said that, I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,220. It will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
That's for a period of 5 years?
For a period of 5 years.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,220 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, since we didn't hear testimony that it would adversely affect the uses, or has done that, nor did we hear that it would affect it, I vote aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons that have been stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I have stated.
Again, Mr. Werber?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,220 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.